USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As Russia continues to launch bombs into Ukraine, Ukrainian President Zelensky addressed Australian Parliament this morning.
The Russian aggression has destroyed the lives of people, has become a real threat to your country and to your people as well, because this is the nature of the evil. It can instantly cross any distance.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to end the use of Title 42, a pandemic-era public health safety policy that both the Trump administration and Biden administration used to rapidly expel migrants at the border. By late May, the Biden administration will allow it to end. GOP lawmakers say it will open the floodgates of illegal immigration into this country. A line of severe storms ripped across the deep south overnight. Folks in Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas, keep an eye to the sky. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. 8175, MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Final Four men's basketball tournament continues Saturday. Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, and Villanova. The championship game will be next week. There's a new law governing sports and gender in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a bill into law that prohibits transgender boys and girls from competing on sports teams consistent with their gender at public schools and colleges in the state. The law will require that a parent or guardian of a student at a public school, public charter school, or public college in the state who competes on a sports team sign an affidavit acknowledging their child's biological gender at birth and requiring them to only play on a sports team associated with that gender. He added he wasn't concerned with the potential of the NCAA removing events from the state after suggesting it may if the measure were signed into law.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Astronomers have discovered the farthest star yet, a super hot, super bright giant that formed nearly 13 billion years ago. The blue star is long gone, so massive it almost certainly self-exploded just a few million years after emerging. Brian Welch at Johns Hopkins University, appearing in Wednesday's journal Nature, named the star Irindell. Chris Rock spoke about Will Smith hitting him on stage at the Oscars on Sunday. The comedian addressed the altercation last night at a sold-out Boston show of his Ego Death Tour, where he said he was still processing what happened last weekend. Where's Hunter Biden's laptop? Representative Matt Gaetz, the Republican from Florida, submitted the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop hard drive and the receipt from the computer repair shop where it was dropped off into a congressional record. During a House Judiciary Committee hearing this week, Congressman Gaetz cross-examined FBI Cyber Division's Assistant Director, Brian Vordran. The FBI seized the laptop in December of 2019. However, Vordran claimed he didn't know where the laptop currently is.
Has FBI Cyber assessed whether or not Hunter Biden's laptop could be a point of vulnerability, allowing America's enemies to hurt our country?
The FBI cyber program is based off of what's codified in Title 18, or Title 18, Section 1030, a code which talks about computer intrusions, right, using nefarious intent.
So who is it? Do you even know who has it? Do you know who we should put in that chair to ask these questions to?
No, sir, I don't know who has it.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.